Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you. But it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work, who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com.
Welcome to The Charged Life. This is Brendan Burchard.
How do you start a dream that scares you? I get this question all the time. People say, Brendan, you know, I know you started your books and you left corporate America and you've been through a lot and you've built all these different brands and these different web properties and these different things. How did you do it all? Weren't you scared? And I say, yeah, I was scared, but that didn't stop me. And I know how hard it can be, though, if you've got a big dream and you're just trying to figure out, how do I start it, especially when it scares me? It scares me because I don't know how it'll turn out. It might compromise my position at work. It might freak out my spouse, my wife. My kids might not understand it. Anytime you go to change something, it's scary. And starting a dream is ultimately change, right? Starting anything is change. So it's first and foremost to realize you're just responding to starting a dream the same way you respond to almost any change, right? It's not, people say, well, I must not believe my dream enough. No, you probably just are scared of change in general. Once you master change, then anything, starting a dream or starting any new thing, period, gets a little easier. So let's talk about what the real heart of matter is. It's dealing with change. You know, starting a dream is learning how to deal with change. And so let's talk through, how can you do it in a way that supports you, but it gets you going? Well, first and foremost, primary thing you have to do is be honest. Why haven't you started the dream? If you got the dream and you haven't started, why haven't you started? Well, it's convenient to say, well, because I'm scared. And most people are lying to themselves. They're not scared, they're uncertain. They don't feel capable. They're not really scared, it's not fear. It's very popular to say, well, people are just fearful. And the reality is they're not. Often they're uncertain, often they're worried, often what's really driving them is that they don't have competencies or capabilities in that area. And if they did, they would do great. Sure, we can say, well, they're scared they're gonna fail. But most people, I think as adults, they become more conscious. They just get in a rhythm of how much action they're willing to take during the day or not. And so more often, it's lack of discipline and sustained motivation is an issue more than it is fear. They don't want it enough, they don't hunger for it enough, and they don't orient their days to go get it. And that's the honest truth. The honest truth is not fear is putting them on the couch and they're curled up in a ball and terrified they're gonna fail and no one's gonna love them. No, they wanted it, they never stayed focused on it. If they don't focus on it consistently, they'll never start the dream. See, it has to be something that you obsess about a little bit, you pay attention to a lot. You start willing yourself and working yourself each day to move towards. That's how you start. It doesn't have to come with, look, I don't even care if you deal with your past stuff or your past issues at the beginning of starting a dream. I just need you to go, okay, let's get in the game here. Let's start, let's do something, let's take some action. So after you're honest with yourself, and honest with yourself also requires you, if you're like, well, Brendan, I'm very strong. I'm not one of these weak-willed people who are driven by fear. You don't understand, Brendan. I am a perfectionist. You know, if you are a perfectionist, you're also not being honest with yourself. If you have not started the dream, then, and you're saying it's because of perfectionism, you're lying. Please watch my YouTube video on perfectionism. If you were actually a perfectionist, at least you would be accurate. And every perfectionist, by accurate definition, would understand that perfectionism, to perfect something, can only happen after you've completed and released something, after you've already done it. Perfection comes after you've done it. Now you start perfecting it and getting better at it and zooming it in and dialing it in. It only comes after you've done it. So if you haven't done it, if you haven't started, don't fool yourself and tell yourself you're a perfectionist. What you are is scared. What you are is uncertain. What you are is incapable so far. You don't have the competency, the confidence, the will, the attention, the energy, whatever it is for you. And by the way, I'm not here to tell you what your issue is. I'm just here saying, be honest. Discover what it is. Is it really fear? Is it lack of hunger, motivation, focus, attention, energy, health? What has it been that has delayed you from starting that? Be honest. Once you're honest with yourself, you take back the power of your life. You start to activate your personal power again. Now we can start moving on. Second thing you do after you're being honest with yourself is set up a learning journey map. What do you mean by that? If you've got a dream, decide, okay, what would I have to learn and master to be able to start that dream and do it well or get into that dream and improve upon? That means, so for example, when I wanted to do these videos, I said, okay, well, I'm gonna have to learn some stuff about online marketing. I'm gonna have to learn some things about lighting. I'm gonna have to learn some things about cameras. I'm gonna have to learn some things about communication and get over my own stuff about talking to a lens or talking to people. I'm gonna have to learn these things. So what did I do? What did I do? I scheduled my learning. I said, okay, this week I'm gonna learn about cameras. This week I'm gonna learn about lighting. This week I'm gonna learn about Facebook. This week I'm gonna learn about YouTube. And by scheduling the learning that was necessary to start the dream, I gained real competency. And with competency comes confidence. And with confidence comes action. And with action comes more competence in learning. With more competence comes more confidence. And you start getting this momentum along the way just based on your learning. Now, you can't learn forever. You need to at least set a start date. It's like, learn as much as you can. But I had all these things lined up on a map. Okay, I'm gonna learn this, learn this, learn this. Then this day, I'm gonna shoot my first video. I'm gonna release it. Here we go. So it's necessary for you to schedule your learning and your start date. Otherwise, you will never start it, right? You will never start the dream. You just won't. And you can't fool yourself in thinking you're like, I'm not gonna start until it's perfect or I'm gonna be great. I mean, the great Zig Ziglar said, what did he say? He said, I love this quote, Travis. He said, you don't have to be great to start, but you have to start to become great. I always love that. So don't worry about having everything dialed in and everything perfect. Just start learning and schedule the date. I tell people often, they say, well, Brendan, what if I want to quit my job and start a dream? I say, great, set a date. If you really hate your job, set a date. When is it going to be? 2 months out, 3 months out, 6 months out, 9 months out? If it's not in the calendar, you're never going to quit. You're going to stay there forever. Put it in the calendar. That's D-Day. That's Freedom Day. That's the day you're going to leave. What would you have to learn and what skills would you have to start acquiring before that date? So when you leave, boom, you hit the ground running. That's what you have to do. A learning schedule, a start date. Very simple. Be honest, set a schedule for your learning and your start date. And then third, as soon as you're ready to go, take 3 actions every single day to keep your dream going forward. That's it. Just wake up every single day. People say, well, how do I start? But I go, just give yourself 3 things to do each day. Just 3 things. Say, these are my 3 goals today that I'm gonna do to move towards my dream. Everybody can do 3 things to move their dream forward every day. You can't tell them you can't do 3 things. They could be simple things. They could be 1 phone call. They could be a series of emails. They could be 1 video. They could be 1 page of writing. They can be 1 thing of creation. You can be 1 PowerPoint, 1 keynote. You can do simple things. But don't say you can't do 3 things, because if you can't figure out a way to do 3 things every day to move your dreams forward, then you're not living. You're trapped somewhere, and you're trapped in a series of bad routines and bad habits and false expectations about having to do everything for everybody else before you ever do anything for you. Your dreams are necessary. They were given to you. You have them, you dream of something, you're excited to start something. Your job, your mission is to overcome your fear, to overcome your inadequacies, to start, to schedule it, to start developing competency and capability, confidence, to start moving towards it. That's why you were gifted with that hunger and that drive and the desire. Listen to it, apply it, start moving towards it, and you'll start to experience what we call the charged life. Hey everyone, it's Brendan. Did you like this episode? Be sure to subscribe to the next one and tell a friend about us. If you want free books and world-class training on motivation and high performance, visit me at brendanburchard.com and enter your name and email for our newsletter list. Until next time, stay charged and go out there every day of your life and live fully, love openly, and make your difference today.
Hey, are you on my text list? Did you know if you're in the U.S., you can text me at 1-503-212-6125. I actually have that text number on my Instagram account bio as well, if you want to go check it out. It's just 503-212-6125. Literally just text me and say, hey, Brendan. Or text me and say anything you want to say. If you want me to see it, just text me there. It's 503-212-6125. And it's my exclusive text list. And if you're not on it, it's where I share some of my most popular episodes. Or if I drop a new YouTube, I send it your way. Or if I have some kind of free thing going on the internet, I give that exclusive link out to that group. So just go there and text me. 503-212-6125. It's kind of cool. It's back and forth. This is my community text number. So tons of my community share, insights about what they're learning from me, or just want to chat back and forth. And I'm in there, my team's in there. We really just try to engage you on a different platform. It's super fun. And again, anytime I have something special going out, this is the first group to know about it. So just go text me at 503-212-6125. Hey gang, it's Brendan. I'm going to change gears real quick and talk about another show here on the Growth Day Podcast Network, Lori Harder. Her show is called Earn Your Happy. This is a monster podcast if you've never heard of it before. Earn Your Happy is all about Lori talking with people and sharing her own journey of being an entrepreneur and trying to find happiness in life. And I love her phrase, earn your happy. You know, if you've ever heard me tell my car accident story, I felt like at that moment, I got life's golden ticket, that second chance. But I also felt like this feeling that I had to earn it, to earn that second chance. So when I got to know Lori and she told me her show was called Earn Your Happy, I was like, ah, it's one of my favorite words in the English language, earn. To earn the gifts we've been given, to earn the life that we want, to work for it, to strive for it. I just love it. And Lori is like, listening to her episodes, I told her the other day, I was like, it's kind of like listening to a best friend talk about, you know, their ambitions and what they're trying to do. And she's such a great interviewer as well, by the way, that I think you're gonna get new perspectives about life. You'll laugh a lot, you'll be motivated, and you'll learn from somebody who's out there actually doing the work, building a great business and life and family. Go subscribe to Lori Harder's podcast. It's called Earn Your Happy. You can subscribe anywhere you're listening, including right now on this platform. So please go subscribe to Lori Harder's Earn Your Happy podcast. Hey, it's Brendan from the studio here. I want to jump in one more time and tell you about one of our partners, and that is Kajabi. If you've ever seen any of my marketing online, or you have gotten an email from me, or you've just admired kind of what we built by selling, you know, 20 plus blockbuster online courses, or where I go live in my membership areas, or how I accept money online, now well over $100 million over the years. How do I do all that? I've always used Kajabi. It's spelled K-A-J-A-B-I. And Kajabi just helps online entrepreneurs take flight, because we all have to do the same thing, right? We have to figure out, okay, how do I build a web page? How do I capture emails and send emails and funnels and newsletters? How do I put content up that's for free, but also content up that's behind a paywall that I can charge money for? How do I build those membership sites? How do I organize my podcast or my blog? How do I accept money and create checkouts and order bumps and one-click upsells? How does all of that actually work? You know, if you're a life coach, how do you actually talk to a client and connect with them and schedule with them and serve them and give them a members portal area? If you're teaching online courses, how do you actually put up the course and set up automations to sell the course and to trigger things like an email to go out when they successfully complete one of your modules? Kajabi does all of that. You even get templates that I helped build and I personally wrote to help you write even better emails to your audience. That's at kajabi.com, K-A-J-A-B-I.com. If you wanted the system that most of us in the thought leader or the expert economy really use and we've relied on for years, go to kajabi.com.